there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Not much, Connor.
So I got a crazy idea that I called you about yesterday, and I think we're just gonna do it. We are both self-quarantined, as I'm sure many of the people who are listening to this are. And last year we did an experiment of bad football movies where we watched movies together. We talked about them for the first time, what our thoughts were seeing them and experiencing them. Gary, you and I are both video game lovers, so we thought that maybe we would translate that concept to some retro sports video games. And what game better to start with than the original Tecmo Bowl for NES?
The original Tecmo Bowl. And look, I did not have Nintendo when I was a kid, not because of any sort of sort of hardships growing up. I was a very mediocre suburban kid, but my mother would not allow it. So not only will this be fun, but this is like getting back at my parents too.
I also did not have a Nintendo. My first system was a Sega Game Gear, which I think I got in 1993. And we were a Sega family until I was like 15 years old. So I had Sega Game Gear, Sega Genesis, Sega Dreamcast, which was a great, totally underrated system. And then finally, when Dreamcast went away, we had to switch to PlayStation. But this game, I don't know, had always had like a little spot in my heart. My uncle had a Nintendo, and we used to go to his house on Saturdays to watch college football. My dad and my uncle would watch college football, and I would sit around the corner plunked in front of the Nintendo, just playing Tecmo Bowl over and over again. I have not tried to play the game. since 2010-11, I think I was on a cross-country flight to the NFC Championship game, and I tried to beat it on the plane and with the Vikings, who are kind of unquestionably one of the worst teams in the game. And I did not do it, and I was very upset, and I tried like for like 6 hours in the plane or until my computer died, and I was not successful. So the way we're going to do this is we found a super safe and secure website that's streaming the game from the host country. It's like a .cz. What is it, Czech Republic?
I would guess Czech Republic, yeah. Fine people out there. They host a good Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, and we're going to start. And so what we're going to do is we're going to kind of just run through a season here and kind of learn a little bit about the game along the way and discuss some of the hardships. We also talked to who I thought was fascinating, but sort of the godfather of Tecmo Bowl, this guy. You can find him on Twitter at Tecmo Bowl versus RBI Baseball is his Twitter handle. And he is 64-1 in competitive play. He's won like 11 national Tecmo Bowl tournaments. His name is Brad Bell. He said he's estimated he spent about a month of his life playing Tecmo Bowl, all the man hours through. So we'll sprinkle in a little bit of knowledge from Brad Bell throughout, which I think will be fun. And yeah, we're just we're going to figure this out, Gary.
I'm excited. And look, I haven't played Tecmo Bowl since like the 80s, so I'm pretty psyched here.
All right. I liked your idea that we would kind of both force each other to pick the teams by... So I have mine up right now. I don't know if anyone can hear that, but that's the classic sort of like little beeping sound when you select your team. So I'm going to start going, and then you're going to tell me to stop, and that is my team for Tecmo Bowl. I have to say, going into this, I'm really hoping for Chicago is huge. Obviously, they would just allow me to probably romp through this on my way to the Super Bowl. I don't know. Los Angeles obviously has Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen, so that would be another distinct advantage. Miami has Dan Marino, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, right. And then we should know 12 teams here.
12 teams,
just
yeah.
Chop the other 20. So
based on the 19,
back then it was not 20. I don't even know when they had. This would have been 28, I think, at that point.
Yeah, and this is based on the 1987 season. So kind of gauge your expectation there. All right, so I'm going to hit the down arrow, and you tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, I got the Raiders.
Whoa.
That's big.
Oh,
however,
man.
What my friend warned me about going into this, Brad Bell, was that there is a fundamental... they tried to squeeze Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson into the game together, and right. What they did then was eliminate the wide receiver from the top of the formation, so some of the blocking is fundamentally screwed up with the Raiders offense, so that's something to keep an eye on. So I'm gonna have to work my way around that a little bit.
Coaching issues. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's a coach's league.
That's right.
I'm now holding it down, so you can tell me stop, and if I get password is one of the options, we'll do it again.
You automatically win. all right. Stop.
Miami.
Oh. Someone's gonna throw the ball a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played Miami. I imagine it's good though with Marino and Duper and Clayton.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine. All right, so we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to check back in. So this will be the first time you haven't played since the 80s. I haven't played in probably about 10 years. So yeah, we'll check back in and we'll see how it's going. Gary, week one, how'd we do?
Miami got a win. The Tecmo Sports News headline sort of blared out, Miami! Exclamation point. winds and a little burst there, which as a former newspaper guy and headline writer, that's a pretty good headline. It really tells you what happened in the game there. But it was, I got a 42-17 victory. How do you do, Connor?
Wow. I barely beat the Giants, and I felt like midway through the game, like, how embarrassed I was that I was like, oh yeah, I have Bo Jackson. Like, I totally forgot about that. And I kept running this play called Pass 2, and they just weren't covering it. And so Tim Brown probably had like 900 receiving yards. But then in a very critical moment of the game, they just decided to cover him. And I threw a very ill-fated interception. And it took a series of miracles, including an interception by Van McElroy and Howie Long at the buzzer chasing Mark Bavaro the length of the field and tackling him on the 10-yard line without anybody near him to get a victory. So big pop to Howie Long there.
I was going to say, Mark Bavaro is an absolute, he's like Bo Jackson Jr. in this.
He's an
in Tecmo Bowl, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and the Giants are surprisingly, they won the Super Bowl around that time. This is one of the greatest sort of moments in their franchise history. But like, you forget there's like Mark Bavaro, Lawrence Taylor is in this game. Carl Banks is incredibly dominant in this game. Phil Sims, like, we had him dead to rights in the backfield, and he like threw my defensive end from where he was standing to the sidelines. So tremendously strong Phil Sims too.
He'll do that. Yeah, a couple of things I didn't remember from this game. Now, we should, for people who haven't played in a while or maybe have never played it, we should mention the way the play calling works is you have four plays to select from. And both sides, in this case, you know, us and then the computer, choose a play. If you choose that play, if I'm on defense and I choose the play the offense has played, I, like, blow it up immediately. Like, there's no hope for it. You lose a couple of yards. But other than that, if you, especially if it's a passing play, or at least that's the case with the Dolphins, if it's a passing play and they don't have it, you can pretty much just pick up, like, you know, 25, 30 yards.
Yeah, I think the Raiders quarterback's name is Schroeder. And, we should call him Shredder right now because he's just destroying, destroying teams. But, it was like... I was embarrassed that my lack of this is based on rosters that came out a year before I was born. Still, I mean, as somebody who covers the sport, like, I was embarrassed to realize, like, I don't know, in the third quarter that, like, oh shit, Howie Long's on this team and he's unblockable. And then I got like five sacks in a row. But again, I mean, Howie Long is just a dominant force in this game.
Yeah, these are I'm a little bit older than Connor. These are like the first football cards I collected. It would have been around like 1987. So I know a lot of these names, even though I don't have like very vivid memories of watching them play. But John Bosa's on the Dolphins, and I know he was considered a bit of a bust, but he's a pretty good player in this.
It's also someone who, like, I just found myself playing with a bunch. Because his name is Bill Pickle. The Raiders nose tackle's name is Bill Pickle. So I've just been like trying to really boost up his stats because I would love to see Bill Pickle in the Pro Bowl. That would be a big, that would mean a lot to me at the end of the season.
It is pretty, yeah. I mean, they have, I pulled up this roster page that you sent me, Connor, and they named the offensive line. I mean, you get, that's the other thing in this game. It's 9-on-9, which I didn't remember. I just remember as a kid there were just a bunch of players out there. It felt like about 11. It felt about right, but it's more like, it's kind of like Freddie Kitchens football here. You only send 9 players out to the field and you see what you got. But they have like 4 specific linemen for every team, which is, I don't know, impressive. It's we should mention, it's an NFLPA license game, but not an NFL license game. So you get the names, but you do not get, it's not the Miami Dolphins, it's just Miami.
Just two more interesting Bill Pickle facts. He starred in a...
Only two?
He guest starred in a 1994 episode of Home Improvement.
Wow.
And he was first team All Pro in 1986.
Okay.
56 career sacks, 11 forced fumbles, second round pick out of Rutgers. Yeah. No, no, no. I'm liking this. I'm liking this defensive line all of a sudden.
That's a good spot there. one other miscellaneous detail here. Seattle is and Seattle was my week one opponent. They're pink. I don't know why. Their uniforms are pink.
It's just like, yeah, I like in the beginning, like the intro, like the Indianapolis Colts is just like a swordfish is like their mascot. Yes. Like, I love that they were just like, well, we can't get the licensing, so let's just make them swordfish.
Man, this is going to be good. I got Fuad Raviz kicking for me. I got Reggie Roby did not make it out there, the famous punter from the 80s. But this is a good squad I got.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just... let's keep rolling. Let's see how you do. Gary, it's week two of the Tecmo Bowl season. My two-year-old daughter is now in the mix. She was smashing some buttons for me as the Oakland Raiders trounced, the LA Raiders trounced an awful Vikings team, 35-24. How did you do?
Oh, I had a barn burner here. I fell back 24-0 to the Broncos. Had to come all the way back, won 31-24 in overtime. The wild part was it was not a good start. It was Dan Marino made a couple of Jameis type decisions, just forcing throws into coverage. Three interceptions in the first half, but came back. But I didn't get a takeaway. I just had to keep on stopping. I really got a beat on their play calling. I'll say that. That's what it came down to. But 31-24 in overtime over Denver. Denver looked sharp, by the way, in the orange jerseys and blue pants.
How I've never heard of anybody coming back from down 24. That's like epic.
It was, and that was a wild part. I had to keep on forcing punts and then driving back. The problem, and we talk about the playbooks a little bit, the problem with Miami's playbook, the nice thing is you get three passes against one run, but you don't have a passing play where the X receiver just runs straight up field, and that's nice to have when you're playing from behind, but... You know, it gut one out. That's what the Miami swordfish, or whatever they call them in this game, are known for.
This was definitely a war of attritions on both sides. Like you said, you fell to the, that John Elway, that power, that's a very solid Broncos offense. I, on the other hand, it's part of quarantine life. So my daughter hopped up on my lap, and she started just smashing the volume button over and over and over again on the keypad. And you can hear her kind of still sort of narrating what just happened there. But I'd be like, back to pass, throwing a ball to like Tim Brown, and then all of a sudden all you see is the volume indicator on the screen just go up and down and up and down. And so Schroeder had a lot of decisions to make there. It was definitely not a clean pocket that he was navigating. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you remember this, but during the playoffs this year, the non-Tecmo Bowl, the actual physical playoffs, the O key on my keyboard just completely shut down. And
the letter O?
The letter O, yeah. Just which is tough if your name is Connor Orr, because that's 70% of the letters in your name.
Yep.
You know. But so I literally have a Mac keyboard sitting on top of, like, an Air keyboard sitting on top of my regular keyboard. And for some reason, the connection is not flawless. And so on top of the obstacles here, like, I've got a literal defender in my face. Mm-hmm. Twice, like, Bo Jackson was just on the 1 yard line and just stopped. So I feel like I should be doing better. But at the same time, I'm learning a lot. And I will say this. We talked a little bit about the Vikings, and you'll see when you play them. They have one play that is just totally non-functional, a reverse to the wide receiver, except when I'm playing them and I overcommit with Howie Long, and they gouge me to death on that play.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I'm learning a lot, I would say. You know?
It's not what you want in your offense, but it is tough to defend.
I feel like... almost like I'm cheating a little bit, like I got lucky with the Raiders. Like, you have no run presence at all. And if you talk to the professionals, like, the run is by far the preferred method in this game. And I'll tease it a little bit, but I think what's really interesting was part of the strategy that I learned, especially on defense, is that you do not want to be one of your best defensive players. You want to let the computer control that element of it, which I thought was fascinating because, like, for example, he was saying that Ronnie Lott, like, everybody wants to be the 49ers because Ronnie Lott is totally dominant, but you want to be able to maximize another player on the screen and then let Ronnie Lott kind of cook by himself in the defensive secondary.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that I mean the Broncos had some dude who was this guy I'd never heard of. Sorry to him, but Rulon Jones. Oh, he's backing into coverage from like the defensive line. Rulon Jones picked me off three times. It was. Look, I'm glad my kids weren't down watching this because I was just flop sweating throughout the entire game here. But.
You get a little heated when you play video games, right?
I do.
The good thing is this is the work computer, so I can't punch it, you know?
I know. Well, I have right above my knees is where I like will punch myself when something bad happens, so I just have like little bruises all over there. Very tender part of my body now.
Everybody's totally healthy here during the quarantine. We're doing great. All right, who do you have for week three? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. Should we bring it up right now? Sort of tease the next matchups?
Yeah, I've got the Colts, so I've got two in a row. Like, I'm just skating here. My daughter's clearly very excited.
Oh, I get the Colts, too.
All right.
So, scheduling snafu by Pete Rozelle, I guess.
All right, we'll see who can contain Eric Dickerson here.
All right. Good luck,
what
Connor.
What do you think, Evie? You think we're good? You're pushing the buttons. That's right. All right, let's go. So, shit, I lost.
I also got trounced by the Colts. Sorry, Indianapolis.
Does it get harder as you go along?
Oh my goodness, that was that was humbling.
They're one of the worst teams in the game. Do they get harder as it goes along?
I guess so. I'll say this: it's this defender. I just assumed if I pick a play that the computer didn't pick, and it's a pass play, I can do whatever I want. This John Hand kept on dropping back. He had like five interceptions in this game.
Yeah, same here. Like I have this little play where like my tight end kind of like curls over the middle or like kind of like settles in there, and dude, he just kept crushing me on it, and I probably just should have eaten the ball and taken the sack, but you know I had to make some stuff happen. I mean I fell down a substantial amount, like very early.
Yeah, no, same here. I was down 28-0 and I closed it to 42-14, but the game was not as close as the final score would suggest. I'm finding there were a couple of issues I'm having that were sort of exacerbated in this game where I was really getting it handed to me, and that's I don't remember what each button does, which is really problematic across video games, but in this one especially, there's a lot of times where I try to switch receivers and I end up just throwing it to a cover receiver and it's an interception, and it's like I said, it's Jameis Winston ball. But I thought I had it solved, and apparently I don't.
I was so confident going into this game, and I remember like I played a lot of Madden before I had kids, and the last game that I bought was like Madden 25, so it was like Chip Kelly's first year, and I could just run that playbook on autopilot and just, you know, basically just do it half asleep with my eyes closed. You can't take a play off in this game.
You really can't. That's a good point. I'm learning the wisdom of eating the ball when things go wrong. But boy, this was an eye opener. This is a wake up call. I think this is the wake up call I needed at this point.
This is a Bears are who they thought they were game. And it's funny because when I asked the Tech Mobile professionals what happens if you lose a game, they didn't know because they've never lost a game. They were like, I think you just move on to the next part of the season. Not true. Unlike the real NFL, the Colts don't leave town, Gary. We get them again.
No. Eric!
They're coming
Eric
right
Dickerson
back.
Just destroyed me. He ate my soul in that game. Now I got to go at him again. All right.
What are we gonna do about this? Let's see what happens here. But I'm not optimistic. Jay Schroeder is terrible as a quarterback. Howie Long is the only person consistently that is playing in this game. Marcus Allen did not need to be in this game. He is not any help whatsoever. There's like kind of like a little Christian McCaffrey thing he can do where he lips out of the backfield at the last minute, mm-hmm. but never gets the time. We never get the timing right. This is turning into an unmitigated disaster, and I have the best team in the game, which is the best offense in the game, which is very frustrating. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, Connor. I have a feeling we're, I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about all of this now. I regret this whole project.
I love the fact that like you just play the team again. Like if that happened, where like if the Patriots beat the Dolphins in week one, like the Dolphins just kept having to play the Patriots until they won a game and they couldn't go home.
That, you know, 17 game schedule. That is a good twist on it.
Oh man! Well, here comes Jack Trudeau. Let's see if we can handle him this time.
Good luck.
Gary, I can't beat the damn Colts.
Oh, Connor. I was going to say, here in my house, order was restored. I did defeat them 28-7. It was tense. My back and my shoulders. I punted once. I tried a field goal. It got blocked. But I really played just some sound football and held on pretty easily. Jack Trudeau gave it away 5 times, which helps. But was it closer this time?
It was 34-28. I had the ball, so I had a decision to make. My defense wasn't stopping anybody, and I got within. I got ahead a point, with 50 seconds left. And then so I was like, well, I'm just going to let them score. First I said, let me see how the first play that.
Wait, 55-0 or 51-5? 15-1-5.
Like there was 55-0 seconds left.
Oh, that's an eternity in this game.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I am going to see how the first play of the drive goes. And then I'm going to make a decision on whether or not to just let them score so I can milk the clock, because I figure I can score at will. So I can just milk the clock on the way back down the field and mm-hmm. then score on the last play of the game. Don't give them the ball back. They didn't even let me do that. Dickerson just busted like a 90-yard touchdown run. So they went up by 6 points. I got down to the 30. And there was 4 seconds left, and so you either you try the deep pass, you heave it into the end zone, but I gave it to Bo Jackson because I figured maybe I could break a bunch of mm-hmm. tackles and get into the end zone. No dice.
Another Freddie Kitchens type move right there.
I know, I've turned into like Kevin Gilbride. What am I doing? I've got the most powerful offense in football. I'm like a Pat Shermer Kevin Gilbride hybrid where I'm just like Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Who needs that guy? Let's feed it to Red Ellison.
Oh, Connor, I wish I could commiserate with you. I'm so relieved that I moved on past Indianapolis. I can leave Indianapolis now and go wherever I
they
have
let
to
you go
next.
Home.
But that was something. I will wait for you to catch up.
I'm
going to
try this one more time, and then we're going to see how this goes. But clearly I'm doing a lot of things wrong, but like, are you starting to find yourself like baiting them into interceptions? Are you like I'm only controlling the defensive line, so I mess less things up. What are you doing?
I take a linebacker and usually drop him onto the tight end, which, I mean, Jack Trudeau loves his tight ends. It's Beach. I don't even know the first name. I do remember it was Orson Mobley in a super Tecmo Bowl for the Colts. But I drop onto that tight end, and every third play, Jack Trudeau will just throw you the ball.
All right. So this is good advanced scouting.
That's my scouting report.
This is Belichickian. All right, mm-hmm. Give me one more shot at this, and then we're going to figure it out. I don't know how many times you can lose before they just say, you know. I mean,
this is not for you. That's the message
that comes
up. I mean,
eventually the Colts have to be allowed to go elsewhere and progress on with their season.
Yeah.
All right, let me see what happens here. All right, I've got the Trudeau scouting report. We can do this.
You can. You really can.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Connor, how did it go?
The Colts are leaving town, baby.
Yes.
We did it. Wow.
Yes. We can all move on with our lives. Number one, did my scouting report help? And number two, what was the final?
31-24.
Okay.
And yeah, got up early thanks to the scouting report. I forgot Matt Millen is on this team too. Like this team is stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And so Matt Millen is one of my linebackers. We just drop him into coverage. We wait for Trudeau to make the mistakes. During that whole process, I was thinking about how funny it was that there are probably kids who haven't played a lot of or watched a lot of football, but started playing Tecmo Bowl, maybe because one of their friends had it or whatever. And if the teams get incrementally harder as they go along, there is some kid somewhere in like Western Ohio who thinks that Jack Trudeau is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's like the final boss in Tyson Punch-Out.
Oh, man. We used to call my little brother Jack Trudeau because he wore his swim trunks really high in the summer when we went to the beach. And apparently Trudeau was the most famous Jack we could think of the first time we started making fun of him. So he's good people, and he's known as Jack Trudeau in our family.
I just, I'm grateful for the scouting report. Was there a point, I think, during that when I didn't win the second time that you were wondering, like, does Connor just secretly suck at this?
I didn't know if you were like building up the drama or what. Like, all right, Gary, my 17th try to beat the Colts. Let's see if I can do it with the Raiders.
Worst podcast ever. Okay, so let's keep going now. I mean, I feel like I'm on a roll. I feel like I've got a better strategy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I feel better. I mean, does this make me as a team like 3-0, or am I like 3 or 4-2, or I don't know. Like, I don't know how Tecmo or Konami scores this now.
that's for their math to decide.
All right, let's check back in a little bit. All right, Gary, so week 4 for us technically in the books. It reminds me of this moment just came like flashing back to me while I was playing this game, and I'll get to the result in a second, and I want to hear how you did as well. But I was playing College Football USA 1997 in my parents' living room, and that was the only TV.
Wow.
So everybody's coming over to watch Notre Dame, and so I gotta get off the screen. Like I gotta get this thing done. So I was playing with like Colorado maybe, and I remember this vividly. It was like 4th and 1 to win the game, and like everybody there is like kind of into it, and they were like, "What are you doing in the shotgun? Like, why are you in like a 4 wide?" Because I didn't know anything about football. I was just like smashing buttons, and and then everyone's like, "This is no way it's gonna work. There's no way it's gonna work." And then, of course, like I dropped back and was just like smothered by 8 defenders, and I was so embarrassed that like I didn't know what to do, and I was in front of everybody, and I just whipped the controller at the ground and just stomped away, and everyone was like, "Oh, you know."
I hope they did it in that tone, like that sarcastic tone. Yeah. just kept taunting.
I felt like that was like one of the most, I felt totally hopeless, right? And I like, I'm never gonna get that. And that's how I felt this week. I lost 36-21 to the Chicago Bears, unable to beat the Colts, and then I get the best team in the game right after that. I don't know, like maybe I'm just bad at this. I remember being a lot better at this.
It might be that you're just not good enough at it, but we'll see what happens going forward here. I will say I got your boys. I got Los Angeles. I do want to register a complaint about the travel here, a la Bruce Arians last year with Tampa. I had to go up to Indianapolis and then out to Los Angeles. It didn't go well. I hung in. It was, but it was one of those where I threw an interception early, and then it just went touchdown, 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 touchdown. It ended up, if I could have gotten a stop, they had missed a PAT early, and I could have gotten a win, but I just couldn't get a stop in this one. I kept on calling the Bo Jackson play, and he still broke off like, you know, it probably happened like 5 times, and 3 of those times he broke off like a 40-yard run.
There's just like a point where I don't. This was the most mad I've been playing video games in at least 10 years. It would have to be. Like, I don't know. I just nothing I can do seems to be able to stop Walter Payton. And if you get blocked, you're just done for the rest of the play. It's
pretty
much.
It's,
so,
yeah.
Like, it's about trying to figure out how to not be touched by an offensive player. And then the Bears picked like 9 plays in a row, right? And so it was just like 9 plays of just like Jay Schroeder just getting demolished into the turf over and over and over again. I don't know. It's sneaky difficult, right?
It is. I agree with you. And I wonder how many people are out there just like laughing at us right now for not being able to win like the 4th game in a Tecmo Bowl season. I mean, they point and laugh at us anyway, but now Tecmo Bowl players have a reason to.
This is turning out to be way harder. When I first pitched this to you, I remember yesterday, I was like, "Hey, Gary, we can beat this thing in like 2 hours, so let's race to see who can beat it first."
I thought the same thing.
We are now on, you know, whatever, minute 30 of this podcast, but I think I've been sitting in here for 3.5 hours, and I'm only 4 games into Tecmo Bowl.
I was really not prepared to be tested like this.
Madden is easier.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? I think my mistake... along with, again, not getting the buttons correct. I thought this would be much more formulaic, and it probably is very formulaic. You know, like in the way that Super Mario Brothers is, where like, okay, you just whatever, you go here, you press this button, you could do it blindfolded if you had to, and that is just not the case with this.
Yeah, like the AI in this is pretty incredible for 1988. Like, I'm rolling out, and like Richard Dent is like peeling off his guy, and like and anticipating that I'm going to dump the ball off to Marcus Allen, and I was like, how the hell do you know that?
I'm just picturing the people just screaming at whatever their podcast device is, just being like, you idiots, like, it's terrible AI, like, you're just bad at this, you're both bad at this, and it's not some Komani supercomputers going on here that is defeating you.
All right, so
we should be better.
We need to be better, so here's what I propose. We're going to spend a little bit of time in the lab. We've written down our passwords, and let's just check back in a little while. It's clear that we're struggling here. Let's give it some time. Let's self-scout, and we'll talk in a little bit. I'm just like, it's weird. I'm finding myself going through some of the very delusional stages of, like, you know, after a game when someone asks a coach, like, did you really think you were still in it in the fourth quarter? And he's like, yeah, you know, I thought we were in it until the last play. I do. Like, I honestly think, like, there was 10 seconds left and I was down 16 points. And I was like, well, we could do this. You know, there's a way. Mm-hmm. And it's turning me into a delusional person.
And by the way, there's nothing worse than the kickoff when you're trailing, because the kickoffs all take up like half the quarter.
Yeah. I maybe there's a strategy there. Like, I was thinking when I'm losing and I need time, I do the lowest kick and then just try to play defense. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a thing.
Not
they
bad.
Can punt the ball forever, too. That's the other thing. When they do punt, it goes three quarters of the length of the field.
You need to take the ball away. That's the lesson here.
Yeah. Difficult against Rob Ryan and Ron Rivera and the whole crew there, but we will be back. We'll see what happens. Gary, I don't know exactly if this reflects the overall record, but we're now comfortably into the playoffs, and I don't know, like, I think my overall record is something like 4-4. Well, whatever, you have to win 7 games to get into the divisional round of the playoffs, but this was not as easy as we thought it was. How was your journey to the playoffs in Tech Mobile?
Yeah, this was kind of the montage part of the podcast here, of when we when we stave off the singularity that we talked about on the last segment. But I had a ton of trouble with the Raiders. Too many weapons. You keep on trying to stop Bo. If you don't call the Bo play and they call the Bo play, they just run for a touchdown for the most part. I'm also very bad at open field tackling, which doesn't help. But if you do call the Bo play, they got Tim Brown, they got Todd Christensen. It's just, it's too much. It's overwhelming. So it took me like 4 tries to beat the Raiders. But after that, I just kind of cruised in. I had Minnesota after that, who didn't pose much of a problem. Like you said, Connor, they have that one flawed play you don't have to really worry about, because you can see it as soon as they start running it. And I usually use a guy in the defensive backfield. And then I beat Chicago to move on to the... No, Chicago, then the Giants, to move on to the division championship as it is billed. How about you?
So it's funny. I could not beat the Washington football team. It took me 4 times. I beat the Bears 24-20. That was like a little bit of a barn burner. And then, I at that point, I thought I was gliding, because then I just destroyed Dallas. I destroyed Cleveland. And then Washington comes in. And when we had talked to our Tech Mobile expert before we started this, Washington was one of the teams that he had listed as one of the worst teams in the game, because, like Minnesota, they have one fundamentally flawed play, which is like a reverse out of the backfield to the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. However, they were destroying me with it. Roundly. And so the only way that I finally beat Washington was to only call that play on defense, so we were ready for it. And then and then drop my linebackers back and just and pray that they did not run their straightforward running play. And one time they didn't. But
be ready for the triple reverse.
Like, but on their final drive, like when I finally did beat them, it was only by like 3 points. And on their final drive, they ran it like 8 times in a row, and I was just like, I was sweating it out. I legitimately thought that they were going to bust one again. And I don't know. I will say that the one fun thing about video games is you kind of develop like some weird, strange alliance to one of your players. Like my college roommate and I had a Madden league, and his sole obsession was he had this player named Jim Klopfenstein, and his sole obsession was to get him to be the leading vote getter in the Pro Bowl. And so he would just obsessively, like, you know, we were playing on rookie mode and we weren't playing each other. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I would watch him finish games where, like, Jim Klopfenstein had like 13 touchdowns and, you know, 100 points. And so, but in Tecmo Bowl, that has, for me, developed into my like weak side linebacker Jerry Robinson, and I knew nothing about him. He's got like 19 interceptions since you tipped me off on kind of you call the run play on defense and then you just drop that linebacker back into pass coverage, and then you just kind of float. Jerry Robinson has become like the protagonist of this journey, and like I've created this backstory where I like looked up his Wikipedia and it didn't seem that interesting, but he was a former first round pick that bounced, you know, from I think the Eagles to the Raiders. And so I fancied it's sort of like an Aaron Maben story, right? Where I've totally recast him. I'm the brilliant coach that finally understood the correct role for Jerry Robinson, and I've resurrected his career.
I've got the same thing going with William Judson here. And I will say Judson is a kind of name where you see it up in the up in the thing there. It's like, who am I again? Oh, Judson. That doesn't sound very doesn't sound like much of an athlete there. But he's doing a great job. It's because I'm not crazy about the linebackers here for Miami.
It's so weird because like we talked about before, every piece of advice is to let your best players kind of cook. Like, don't, and whatever you do, don't touch the safeties. But at the same time, there's like the attractiveness to it. Like, that's why you'd want to play the game, because you want to be Lawrence Taylor.
Yes. But
obviously, like, if you do that, you're taking yourself out of almost every single play.
Oh, you got to be the role player. You got to do your job. This is how Belichick developed this whole philosophy.
It's the Pickles and the Robinsons and the Judsons of the world that really get this done. It's like the game at its core never revealed how egalitarian it was until we started really dissecting it. But I will say that I don't know. I'm playing with the sound off now. Like, I can't. The open field running music, like, da 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 da. I'm just like, oh my God, if I have to hear that one more time, I'm going to punch my laptop screen.
Oh, that is, that's like enhanced interrogation stuff. That's what they play in there. I will say one other hack I sort of learned on this, and it was probably stupid not to figure it out earlier, is you can run around with the quarterbacks. Like, every quarterback can run probably equally well. So, like, Dan Marino is, when I need to run some clock, Dan Marino is running around a little bit and picking up some, sort of 6 to 12-yard gains here. It's like, you know, it's not quite like Vic in Madden 04 or something like that, but it's enough. And it's a whole lot more than you'd think Dan Marino can move. And if he's one-on-one with a guy who gets a hold of him, he can easily shrug the guy off, just like Dan Marino used to do to 280-pound linemen.
I love, by the way, that defensive lineman, because I looked this up. I was getting absolutely destroyed when I was playing Washington by, what's his name? Dexter Manley.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And he had, over the course of the 4 games that I played, probably had like 13 or 14 interceptions. And I was like, and this guy is like 50, 30 yards deep, like chasing down Tim Brown, at full sprint and picking off deep passes. And I was like, how big is Dexter Manley? And so I looked it up, and I mean, he was 6'3", 253, a defensive end at the time. And like, he was probably one of the bigger players in the, not you know, William Refrigerator Perry big, yeah. But like, at least like, in the upper whatever 25th percentile of size for the NFL at that time, and he's like Brian Urlacher-ing me right now. It's killer. Oh,
man, Dexter Manley's got a, there's some SI Vault stuff you should check out on Dexter Manley. He had a cover at some point back in the 80s.
Oh
yeah, he's and maybe he'll get another cover now after this after this star turn as your nemesis in Tecmo Bowl.
It's like I would love to talk to someone who was obsessed with football, specifically in that window, and they're like, yeah, so what were the toughest obstacles that you had to face in this game? And it's like Dexter Manley and Jack Trudeau.
Dexter Manley dropping into coverage. Dexter Manley and his 14 interceptions in a three-game span.
Yeah, Dexter Manley in coverage and the devilish arm of Jack Trudeau. But all right, I'm excited. We have reached the divisional round of the playoffs. I have the Denver Broncos, who I think you already beat, right?
Yeah. Yep. Tony Dorsett, he's tough, but you can handle it, Connor. I don't know who I have yet. I will get that going right now. I have drawn Dallas.
Ooh, okay. Dallas is not bad. Just call the runs against their set. One other thing that I think we should point out to our viewers that I find funny for some reason is when we pause this game, it's a Czechoslovakian or Czech Republic hosted streaming video game site, and like then immediately when you pause the game, the ad is for this like hypersexual like World of Warcraft kind of thing. And
I've got ad blocker. No one should use ad blocker, by the way, especially not on SI.com. But I've ad blocker up, so I'm not getting any of that. I gotta switch to a different browser.
So like, you know, you have it up and like you can create your warlock or whatever, and it's just like a very I mean there's no other way to say it. It's like this hypersexual,
yeah,
barely dressed person that's like a witch, I guess, on your team. And like, if I didn't already have a hard enough time explaining this assignment to my family, like, this is like, it's where we're at right now.
Yeah,
you know, that's all it is. Just a picture of where we're at right now. We're day 15 of quarantine.
it's a good place to be.
All right, Gary. Well, good luck against the Cowboys, and I think we should do a couple quick check-ins here on our route to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so I'll call you when I'm done.
Definitely.
Gary, we're on to the next round of the playoffs, right?
Yeah, which I guess is also called the divisional playoff game.
Yeah.
Did I misunderstand that the first time around?
Yeah, I was just like, did I go back in time? Or how did it go?
A good Dallas was not much of a challenge, so
they're bad in this game. I was surprised.
They are. I mean, Herschel Walker broke off one play. That was about it. And I'm looking at what's left here. I have played everyone except for Washington, Cleveland, and San Francisco.
Yeah, I've yet to play San Francisco too, and that is like, I don't know if this game has a final boss. I mean, that is a very appropriate final boss, right?
I agree.
I mean, just the stacked Joe Montana. I mean, there's a lot of elements there. I made pretty quick work of the Broncos. The only thing that tripped me up was that they have that one. John Elway's releases so fast that there's that one passing play to like the bottom of the screen that you just can't stop. But they don't know that enough to not continuously run that throughout the entire game. So
yeah, I mean they choose to diversify, and that's sort of what does them in.
I also can't help but think of, like, you know, maybe this is how XFL coaches feel because they have to read their plays live on television, but like if you knew that your opponent only had four plays, and then like how fascinating that would make the NFL. It's like you just see Belichick on the sidelines stroking his chin and he's like, well, they've run pass one and pass two. do you think you're going run one or run two? Or, you know, but that was what, when our Tecmo Bowl expert said, I asked him, I was like, you devoted basically a continuous month of your life, if you combined all the man hours that you've put into understanding this game.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And he was like, you know, some people play chess and I play Tecmo Bowl. And he's like, it's the same thing. Because when you are playing somebody at as high of a level as I am, and like a lot of his boyhood friends are mm-hmm. are elite level players like he is, he's like, it's like chess. There's only so many moves you can make. You know, there's only, the board parameters are set up in a certain way, and there's like a high end sort of like mental component to this.
There is. And listen, I know it's only four plays, but like I gave up a 4th and 17 conversion to Herschel Walker on a running play. So there's, you know, sort of game situation, you know, that part of it is kind of out the window on some of this.
Who do you have next? Do you know?
Looks like Washington.
So if I have any advice, it's to just stop the reverse to the top of the screen and then just force Doug Williams to beat you in another way. That would be my goal. I'm playing your Dolphins. So,
ooh.
How many running plays do you have in your playbook?
Only one running play, and okay. One of the pass plays is at a shotgun. So they got one running play. We got one little, I don't know, there was a fullback, would probably be a wham type of play. But yeah, one run up the gut, and nothing really going deep either.
Okay, so this will be a big game for Jerry Robinson, J. Rob. Another three picks against the Broncos. Just like, I want to call him after this and just be like, you know, this is my a bucket list item on my deal to beat this game, and you were unquestionably the star, outshining fellow linebacker Matt Millen. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gary. Well, good luck, and hey, maybe see you in the Super Bowl. We'll see how this goes.
Man, would that be something?
Gary, this is gonna be short because I'm pretty damn frustrated.
Oh no!
I was up 21-0 on the Dolphins in the divisional game, and I ended up losing 29-21. The big enemy here was John Bosa.
I was gonna say Bosa must be the guy that the computer controls, and oh boy, Connor, I'm sorry, my boys, they're playoff ready. I don't know what to tell you.
I had them figured out for so long, and then like this game is so in my head right now that I was literally like, is Dan Marino making adjustments?
He's checking plays at the line.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? Like, because there's those passing plays where, like, he did the same thing, like, four times. And I was like, okay, great. And now when I, like, you know, you start committing the defender, and then he just throws to the other guy. And I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, his, like, game intelligence is super high.
Yeah.
How did you do?
Oh, Connor, I'm sorry. That's tough news. I moved on. I had a barn burner. I led 7-0 for the majority, managed to give up 14 points in the fourth quarter, had to score as time expired to force overtime.
Wow.
And then my boy Judson gets the interception on the opening drive of overtime. Then I went in and scored. So I am on to, I believe, what they are terming the league championship round. And sure enough, it's Cleveland. So Cleveland and then San Francisco, I assume, is on tap.
All right. I'm going to beat the Dolphins, and then we'll reconnect. Well, I'm going to beat the Dolphins, and then I'll do the next one, and then we'll do a little Super Bowl preview.
All right.
Sounds
I like
good.
It.
Okay, so I'll read a few texts and then from Gary and between Gary and I. And and then I'll, you know, this is just kind of a window into kind of how the quarantine is going. I'm ready to record when you are. From Gary at 5:48 p.m. From me 5:53. I can't beat the F word Seahawks. I need to have a break for dinner. I'll call you in an hour. I got so cocky going into the Super Bowl matchup with the Seahawks. Like, I rolled through, I think it was like a 3-play drive to go up 7-0. And I ended up losing 42-21.
Oh, my goodness.
I just got demolished. Oh. And I don't know what happened. I was, you know what it was? It was the first team that I had played in probably like 3 weeks that had two running plays. And I think that that was something that I was like getting used to again. And that was difficult. However, during the day, during my day of Tech Mobile, I was also making some homemade pasta sauce, big spaghetti dinner. So I had a great dinner.
Got a carbo load, absolutely.
Carved up, refreshed, came back and defeated the Seahawks in the Super Bowl 47-7.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a blowout highlighted by, and people are going to accuse me of making this up. It's not true. On one passing play, I said, you know what? Let's drop Bill Pickle into coverage.
Nice.
And he nabbed a pick. Nice. I would say, like, obviously, you know, a lot of shining stars on this team. I mean, Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen ended up becoming a little bit of a contributor down the stretch, but it was all about my boys, you know, Robinson, Pickle, and that's how it got it done, man. The Raiders got done 47-7. How about you?
Well, first of all, I do enjoy that you had a very 18-1 Patriots moment to start your Tech Mobile experience. No, I handled the 49ers surprisingly well. Jerry Rice is terrifying. He scored early, and then they got a pick, and I thought I might be in trouble, but it ended up being a 42-27 final. I was up 21-7 with 10 seconds to go in the first half. I just scored a touchdown. And I allowed a kickoff return touchdown, which I didn't know was possible. And it wasn't Jerry Rice; it was some dude, and he just took it to the house on me. And I was like, I don't know, is that vaunted Komani AI going to come back and dominate this game? But it ended up being something of you know, people got to tune out at you know, third quarter and move on with their lives and go to bed early and that sort of thing. Halftime show was spectacular as always. You had a couple of what looked like sort of helium latex balloons. Tech Mobile was ahead of its time with the halftime show with the giant American flag. They knew the NFL's yes. Pay for Patriotism program would be coming up in the future. They anticipated that. So it was a it was a good feeling to get to the other side of that and do it in what was, well, I would consider a reasonable amount of my time. I don't know if other people would agree.
I would say, I don't know, probably all told about 6 hours, would you say?
Yeah.
Probably took about 6 hours for us to beat Tech Mobile. I love that every game, you know, game designers, I mean, we, you know, we have our byline and our name on stuff, and so it's probably a little bit hypocritical for me to say this, but like whenever you beat a game, I love that like it goes to like what you win is basically like learning who designed like the sound.
Who did this? Like,
yeah. It's like, well, that's not what I want to see. I mean, I did get a good snapshot of the trophy. There's a picture of, you know, theoretically me, but what kind of looked like Tom Flores being carried off the field.
So I thought this dude, look, I haven't cut my hair in 6 months. I thought that coach looked like me. I don't know. Again, we give a lot of credit to the Komani people here. Did they anticipate, do they have some sort of technology that sort of knew that 32 years later I'd be playing this game and they'd have to render me into it? But I saw that and it was a little bit jarring how much it looked like me.
Could also be the Czech Republic hosting site and some face app, you know, that they're taking to market.
That's what we agreed to. But yeah, this is a beautiful golden chalice that they show you for the World Football Championship, and I was satisfied with the ending.
Yeah, you know, I think that my favorite ending of any sports video game is probably like I think I had like MLB The Show like 2010 or 2011. And when you win the World Series, like, I think it's just like an endless, like it peels back from the field and it shows like the final box score. But just in the background, there's just like an endless cycle of men jumping on top of each other. And if you just stay on that screen for a long time, they just keep going and going. And like, you know, I don't know, if you kept it up there for an hour and made dinner, it would look like 600 baseball players emerged from the dugout and just jumped on top of each other, which is a funny visual. Awesome. You know, the Madden, you get the ticker tape, you get the, you know, all your players holding up the trophy, which is nice. You get the commissioner in there. But I don't know, it was kind of refreshing to see, something without Goodell's mug on it for once, you know?
It was. You get a little music by KY Jet. Yeah. You got the debuggers in here. When I saw the word debugger, I thought it was a different language, but it's not. It's debugger. That's what they do, I guess. But.
And then after that, it's just like it's the coach being carried off the field. It's the chalice. It's the credits. And then it's just end. It's it just says end. And then that's it. And then you hit start. And then you're just back to, you know, you're 0-0 again. You know,
New season.
I don't know. It was a worthwhile experience. You know, I am glad I did it. I can tell my grandchildren one day that I mastered the art of Tecmo Bowl, and I would say I learned a little bit about football along the way too.
It's I agree, and look, I think we both needed this closure in the end, but yeah, it was legitimately a very fun way to waste a little bit of time for a couple of days here. I would recommend it. I don't know if we can necessarily promote this site, but you can find it. It's out there. We played it. It so far so good. We haven't had our identity stolen or anything. So
I was just thinking that I was like, I do need to check my Geico, you know, or identity fraud monitoring.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Not a bad idea. That's the real end of Tecmo Bowl in 2020.
Surprise.
Connor, this is a wonderful idea. We should, you know, we'll wait for the reviews to come in. But if people want more of these, I think we should do more of these.
I would gladly spend some time trying to master, I don't know, Tyson Punch-Out. We could go to our NES days too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or our Sega days, you know what I mean? That would be big.
I had Sega so early on. It wasn't even Sonic yet when I got my Sega Genesis.
Wow.
Against my parents' wishes, my mom's cousin got it for us. It was Altered Beast was the giveaway game, the free game.
Altered Beast?
Pretty good. Side scroll beat 'em up game. Something about you power up into a beast on each level, and then you get like superpowers and you start wailing people.
As one does.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty solid game.
Yeah, I almost bought basically the reason that we came up with this in the first place was like it was like day five of the quarantine, and I was like, you know, kind of played all my video games. I have a Nintendo Switch and a Nintendo 64 at home and kind of played everything out. And I was like, oh, I would give anything right now to play College Football USA 1997. And I started looking at old Sega stuff, and then I started wondering what old stuff I could play. And here we are, you know. I'm still going to buy that Sega, though. I know I am.
Oh, yeah. So you got it now. Yeah. You got it now.
Yeah. There's no turning back. We've gone too far, and who knows, we might still have some time. But that said, hopefully we provided a little bit of a distraction. Again, we don't, you know, want to make it seem like we're downplaying the seriousness of what's going on. Please stay safe, please stay inside, and if you need some advice on Tecmo Bowl, Gary and I are now world champions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.